Some of the problems discussed. What are the problems?
Now, we shall discuss them?
Yes. We are going to solve all problems. Let us have some preliminary discussion. How we are going to solve.
Biggest problem now is that we've built up a type of society in which their needs are all coming from petrol energy.
Mm-hmm.
To produce what they need today,
yeah,
is all coming from this petrol energy,
yeah,
which they're importing basically from the Saudi Arabian countries.
Yeah.
Recently in the last war in the Middle East, Saudi Arabians raised the price of the oil over double now, I think, as a pressure to the Western countries to do things in their favor. Now they realize that the market for oil is in such great demand that they don't have to lower the price after the war, but they're going to keep the price, and actually the price is still increasing. So this is causing inflation.
So this problem will be solved as we are localized. Petrol is required for transport, but if you are localized, there is no question of transport. You don't require such. Suppose in New Vrindavan you stay, we don't go anywhere. There is need of petrol.
Okay. Petrol is also used for heating.
Huh?
For heating and electricity.
Heating we can do by good.
I remember through the front browser saying that all you require is some oxygen, and the oxygen can start it.
Yes. The oxygen in progress has solved the problem of transport. The block cars. Just like Krishna, when he was transferred from Gokula to London ground. So they took all the bullock cars, and within a few hours they transported the whole thing. The luggage, how many members?
How far can a bullock car travel in one day?
Huh? At least 10 miles. Very easy, very easy. And maximum he can travel 15 miles, 20 miles. But when we are localized, we don't require to go. We are 10 miles, 5 miles. Because we have created a rubbish civilization, therefore, one is required to go 50 miles for earning bread. 100 miles.
Like Los Angeles.
Huh? Now why? Los Angeles, everywhere. In New York, they are coming from 100 miles. From the other side of the island. Huh? But ferry steamer, then bus, then so on. 3 hours, 4 hours, they spend for transport.
Is this an ideal solution or a practical one?
This is practical.
Because sometimes we say that actually we cannot change the course of the...
No. Our society will be ideal by practical application.
If we stopped all the transportation industry, there'd be huge unemployment. It would be a great...
No, we are not going to stop unemployment. Employment. We live like this. You see, if you like, we live like this.
Example. Not that we're going to dictate to the world. Not that we're going to force everyone.
No, we are not going to force anyone.
We just show...
Our mode of living is like this. If you like, you can adopt. That's a great client, Hare Krishna. So, we are not forcing anyone, but you are master. No. Who is it like this?
So, if I should have thought that you should start using bullet cars.
Yes? No, first of all, you start the community project as you have already started in Eden now. make this perfect.
Okay. What's a meeting of scientists in Sweden? What's a big meeting of scientists in Stockholm, Sweden? And they decide, they talk that if the humanity don't begin to live in a localized way, like you say, in 50 years will be no more a source of production.
And that is Laskal. We can produce from anywhere. Good stuff.
What about the question of using petrol for heat? Another important three uses of petrol. Well, four. One is the transportation. One is heat. Another is electricity. And a fourth is they use it to manufacture so many products. So what if someone asks?
No, you want products with your products. You have created a problem, you go on with a problem. But we live like this. If you like Canada.
What is our solution to heat? Wood?
Heat, yes, wood. Sufficient.
But they're saying they use all the wood for paper. There's no more wood.
No. Paper you can make from grass, from cotton. So many other fibers. Not super wood. Grow grass, sufficient quantity, and you make paper. Why should you publish government? That is because that's why USA, the Times of India, the newspaper. This is the difficulty one on the street. That's why I wanted to go to the park. This is disturbing. So paper, if you don't produce unnecessary paper, there is no scarcity. From grass, you produce grass, huge quantity of grass, still get paper. Cotton also, first class paper. In India also, they rejected paper. From rejected paper, you can get another paper also. But they throw it away in your country.
Yeah.
Collect this rejected paper and again put it into paper. And why should you publish our rubbish material? Simply probably Bhagavat and Bhagavad Gita. That's all. What is the use of this newspaper? Nonsense newspaper. Huge, huge quantity. So everything will be nice provided you become ideal. Live in community. Produce your own food. Even you can produce your own paper. You don't require printing of so many books. If there is one book, others can imitate, copy. There is no need of printing. How many days to do that? There is it.
I don't understand about one book.
We have prepared some small quantities of paper. So, you can, if you want that book, you just copy another book.
By here?
Yes. There is no need of printing books.
some people would be engaged in copying books.
No, you engage yourself. If you want that book, you copy yourself. Why someone should be engaged for you? There was enough time. We are not going to the factory or 100 miles for your earning livelihood. You are in the local space. You have got enough time. You just take a copy, that's all. Minimize your unnecessary waste of time. Take time, chant Hare Krishna, go back to home. This is our idea. Instead of chanting 25 rounds, you chant 100 rounds. That is utilization of proper time. Instead of begetting cats and dogs, you just beget one child. Krishna consciousness. This is ideal. What is the use of using sex life unnecessary? Therefore, only for begetting nice child one should have sex life. This is ideal life. Not that you use sex life for the sexual metta. This is all demonic. And they cannot do without it because they have no other engagement. They do not know how nice Krishna is and how pleasurable it is to reciprocate with Krishna. Therefore, they go to the dog's pleasure, sex life on the street, and sex on the beach. That's all. They have been educated like dogs. That's what they want it.
There is one United Nations report that very soon venereal disease will reach epidemic proportions all over the world.
Yes, it is already. Some 50 years ago, you know that Dr. Ghosh then, yes. He told me that when he was student, so one professor, Cornell Magoff, he described in the classroom, he's Englishman, that in our country, 75% of the students, they are infected with venereal disease. The doctor goes as a student, oh, are you Haribu? So he replied, why do you say Haribu? It is disease. In your country, 90% people are infected with malaria disease. So as a medical practitioner, you should not say that this disease is horrible, that disease is very nice. You cannot say. Let us between them. So this venereal disease, 50 years ago, we had that 75% of students were infected. Now they are advanced. 10% much.
There's a report in the New York Times that last year alone in the United States there were over 300,000 abortions and more than two-thirds were performed on girls under 20 years of age.
Yeah, this is serious. Poor girls, their victims, these rascals are enjoying without any responsibility of marriage. And sex impulse is very strong between 13 years up to 30 years. So people take advantage of it and the poor girls become victims. So many around you. This is a dogish, demonic civilization. This is not civilization at all. They are not interested. They do not know what is the aim of life. First mistake is that I have this body. This is dog. This get that. The dog is barking. He's thinking. I'm a big dog.
Yeah.
Some dog. Similarly, if a man thinks I'm a big American, I'm breaking his question. What did he do first? The dog is also thinking like that. And basic truth is the law. You are neither dog nor human being. Aham Brahmasmi. I'm free soul. This is basic civilization. One is being trained now to understand this philosophy that I do not belong to this only material condition. I am from part and parcel of Krishna. Where is that concept?
Now they have, but the other day in the paper that India exploded its first nuclear bomb.
Huh?
That India exploded its first atomic bomb.
Yes. And therefore, yes, it has been very great.
Now it's in the top six.
And there is no food. Never mind. You start and get your atom. Yes. This is it. There are the cartoons. Somebody approached some politician and he said, yes, I know there is food problem. So I cannot say what can I do for you. But from next week, you have television. This is your problem. From next week, you will have television. I said, television will minimize my hunger, appetite. This is the situation. You ask problem, I answer. But it is your energy, problem of energy, petrol. It will be automatically solved. If we are localized, there is no question of petrol.
You say in the, I think it's in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that by doing so much drilling into the earth, they actually disturb the rotation of the earth.
Yes. We can think like that. Just like the plane. The aeroplane is flying. There is sufficient petrol stock. Is it not? So, the world has got sufficient petrol stock. You do not know how it is being used. Maybe due to this petrol, it is floating. And if you take out the petrol stock, it may drop. Everything is there. There is a purpose. Full of there is full purpose. Not that coincidental. Petrol is there within the earth. There is some purpose.
What they do here, Prabhupada, is take their petrol out and put salt water, because they know there can be a disbalance. And then they put salt water in the hose.
That's the gas. Water cannot produce gas. Petrol produces gas. Maybe due to that gas it is good. Because you have got practical experience. When there is gas, it can float anything.
There's another big problem. That now all the opposing pressures have built up excess amounts of atomic weapons,
right,
all pointed at each other. So now they're trying to have big planning conference how to diminish all these weapons.
If there is no opposite anyway, there is no need of weapons. If I'm not your enemy, so there is no fear. We are preaching this philosophy. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. As soon as you become Krishna conscious, you become jubilant. So where is your enemy? Samasarvesu Bhutesu. Then where is your enemy? They formally, a man might have become enemy of another man. But this demonic civilization is created nation to nation, country to country, community to community, all enemies. And on account of this communistic enemy, there are so many innocent people are killed. I've seen in Calcutta during the partition days, so many innocent Hindus and Muslims were killed. Very quickly, this communistic film is aroused at this point. Let's have some dogs. Oh, here is another dog. Here is another dog. Coming from another. Where are they? This is demonic civilization. If you want to go to some country, you have to take visa, permission, things, that, something. Very civilization. My country, welcome. You are my guest. Priyam satkurma visa, aptam pushkattam apikova. Anyone is any when he comes to my house, he is my honorable guest. And here, there is so much address that you see God. God is just.
All the major nations of the world have these atomic weapons constitute very great storehouses for them.
Yeah.
So what should they do with all of these things?
They could throw. I throw up on you, you throw up on me, you go to hell, I go to hell. This is the result. And the world is clean of disorder states. This is the result.
In the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, you say that even the atomic bomb can be used in Krishna's service.
It will be used by nature. Forgetting Kilamanani, Gunito, he is thinking that I am proprietor of this atomic bomb, but he does not know that the other's atomic bomb will kill me and my atomic bomb will kill me. He does not know that. He is thinking I am very proud of producing. That will be the cause of his death.
It's such an atomic war.
Huh?
It's such an atomic war.
Next one means atomic war. All these actors will be killed. Automatically. I'll kill you, you'll kill me.
Is that war to occur in the recent future? Or is that a long way off?
Very rich. Very recently. This communist and capitalist mentality will bring the next, the communist will be victorious.
Then after the war, what will be the result?
After the war, there will come chance. The communist problem, communist is not a problem. It's a good proposal. But they're missing one point. They're making Lenin the leader. If they make Krishna the leader, then the communist idea will be very fruitful. They're picking up a rascal leader. But if they pick up the nice leader, God the supreme dictator, then everything is out. They are catching up a dictator. But they do not know that he is rascal number one. But if he catches the supreme lord as dictator, as Krishna says, Sarvadharma and Parishtanja, then he will have it. Any Jews. Eat amongst yourself and produce. Produce food grain, produce cotton, mustard seed, self-dependence, no use. And you don't require motor car, bullock car. There is no need of going anywhere.
We can make our own cloth?
Huh? Yes.
Cut it.
Cotton. From cotton, you can make your own cloth.
My wife knows how to spin cloth.
Yes. By spinning thread, then you make cloth. Without any price, you grow your cotton as you grow. So, by machine, they have created so many idle bread, and therefore heat is coming from this problem. This is the result of this. Because they have created this machine, not everyone is employed, so he must become a healthy person. Idle brain is a devil's platform.
Even the older generation,
huh?
Even the fathers, the
generation, they haven't got sufficient to work, to be employed. Are engaged, then he must take up with it. What is it? Temple?
He's married, the brother of the Virgin Mary.
Yes. It is just like India, they also make some small temple.
Mahatma Gandhi formulated many such programs for producing khadi, for child protection, and so on.
Yes.
He understands me.
No, he did not make any for child protection.
No. We know from the teachings that he was missing the point.
Missing the point is God. That's the key. He did not believe in Krishna.
But from the level of application of his programs, is there some value?
Yeah, that is a good program to produce your own necessities of life. That is good, I think. But he could not charm the people because they are godless. Godless man cannot have any good qualities. I request que llegan a alcanzar con Cristo Santo. It's hard, it's ludicrous.
Mm.
Yes, yeah. Second darkness.
All Indians worship Gandhi.
How then, how does it? That is the proof.
Every place you go, we see Indian homes with pictures of Gandhi on the table.
You have not visited everyone's house. Yeah. 3-4 hours we have visited.
You haven't even been to India.
Don't talk all this stuff.
Can cheap horses?
Huh?
We can use horses?
Oh yes. That is Kshatriya. If one does not obey the social structure, he must be forced. That is the idea of slave. The Shudras do not work properly. He must be forced. Nobody should remain unemployed. The Shudras are inclined. If he has got something to eat, he will not work.
Yeah. Okay.
Then again, he will work and his needs eating. This is Shudra mentality.
So they have to be kept employed.
Yes, they have to be, they should not possess, so that they will work colors.
Yeah, but that was exactly the situation that sparked the communist revolution.
Huh?
That was exactly the situation that sparked the communist revolution. When the workers saw themselves exploited, then they revolted.
No. Workers, what is that? Exploited.
Yeah, when the Shudras were seeing that, oh, these men, they are keeping us as slaves. They're making us work just for our food. And they revolted.
No, no. You should keep them just nicely and friendly way. They cannot think like that. They think that we are giving him food and shelter. And we are giving they are giving them protection to their family, then they will help you. When you give them all protection, then they will help you. Now, just like in Japan, the industrialists give all men, they give food, they give education, they give shelter, so they work very happy.
They like to work, it's not that they like to be idle.
The director or director, they live very poorly. Still they do not like to give up the service because they are assured of their family protection, medicine, food, education. So they don't like, never mind. It is not very luxurious. Still they stick. And I've seen.
Is there a good benefit?
One benefit, yes. If you are assured of your food, shelter, and necessities of life, then you will never grasp. That was the system.
That's the difference. The communists, they were thinking of themselves exploited. Actually, they were fearful because they thinking they would not get enough to eat.
Yes.
We don't have enough to take.
No, not only that. The company, everyone has got different propensities. I've seen in Moscow. You cannot get foodstuff to your selection. That is false. If I go to the market, I can purchase. By death, my selection. But if I am purchased from the government store, whatever nonsense thing they will supply, I will accept it. Why? I want to eat something today. Why are you forced to eat something else?
That's not good.
That's not good.
So, in our community, when we grow things,
yeah,
or we have need of someone's services, how are these services distributed equally? Let's say we grow cauliflower, we grow peas, we grow wheat.
Yeah.
Each family, is it that each family must be responsible and take only what he needs?
No.
How is it distributed?
That's variety. Suppose we grow half a dozen different types of vegetables. So from this habitat, you can make 3 dozen varieties. He's very good cooker. So, the varieties of enjoyment will be fulfilled. We have got some desire of different varieties. That is what makes from meat, vegetable, grains, the three things, you can make 300 varieties.
So my question is, if the community produces, some class of men produce vegetables and grains, some class produce cows, some class produce clothes, some class produce necessities for building,
how are these things distributed equally? And because we are community, we shall distribute whatever necessity for anyone.
They will come and say, I need this much cloth, I need this much milk.
This much cloth. But if you become Krishna conscious, then you will be satisfied with the minimum necessity of that. That is natural.
Yeah.
You won't demand.
So actually, such a program can only be successful proportionately with the rise of Krishna consciousness.
Yes, yes, that is the main basic principle. Without being Krishna conscious, if you arrange like this, that is never
be. They won't be satisfied.
No.
And the chachyas make sure that people are correct.
Huh?
The chachyas make sure that people are acting correctly, that no one is taking more than what they need.
Naturally, he'll do. If you make him Krishna conscious, if he attends the Krishna conscious program, naturally he'll do. Chanin Kitat Hosni, that is the progress of Krishna conscious. He'll be satisfied in any condition. That is the progress of Krishna conscious. Doesn't require anything artificial. His main necessity is how to become Krishna conscious. So if his attention is diverted in that way, these things will be not important.
So then we should begin our communities, our rural communities like New Vrindavan.
Yeah.
And then by training up people in the cities, we can send them gradually as they're...
There will be no city. So don't want city.
What about our city temples?
But
about
our the time it may go on. But as we make progress, there is no necessity. City mana. For the present we have got. Because the city is there and we are there. But suppose the city is closed, we shall be there. If the city is closed, you still will be there.
So, yeah, but we can predict that the cities will go on for quite some time.
Yes, it will go on. But when they see that your ideal community is better than city life, people will take to it. When one gets a better standard of life, that will give us a more standard of life.
But what the countryside gets spoiled, this is what the it was. But what the countryside gets spoiled, become contaminated as soon as the summit works.
Yes. That's what you mean. The what is called?
Fallout?
The summit?
No, no.
Radioactivity.
By atomic bomb. What is that? The you said in your country. Divide the city. I just forget.
The result of the bomb?
Bomb will be Israel, where there are big material sickles. Bombs are not thrown in the village.
Yeah, the bombs will be thrown in the big cities, in the industries.
Yeah.
the targets will be the cities.
Big is in fact. The bombs are not used
for the cities.
Downtown.
Downtown? The bombs will be thrown down.
I was experienced in the last class. The bombs were being thrown in Calcutta, and almost all the bombs were thrown in downtown.
They know they don't want to bomb the countryside, or else how can they live?
Huh?
If they bomb the countryside, how can they live? The overpopulation is in the city.
Yes.
They think that overpopulation occurs in underdeveloped countries, but actually in every city it's overpopulation. People living on top of each other like grass.
Do you have
subway
trains?
No, these are
ordinary
trains.
So are your problems solved?
Oh, not yet.
Good problem, thank God.
Here's the problem. The women today want the same rights as men. How can they be satisfied?
Everything will be satisfied. That's right. Our woman, Krishna Consciousness, they're watching. They don't want equal rights as men. It is due to Krishna Consciousness. They are cleansing the temple, they're cooking, they're very nicely, they're satisfied. They never said that I have to go to Japan for preaching, like Prabhupada. This is activism. So, Krishna consciousness means what in his constitutional position. The Roman man, when they remain in the constitutional position, there will be no activism.
They say that our women are unintelligent because they submit so easily. But actually, our women are so qualified in so many ways that these girls who simply work in the city can do nothing. They can't cook, they can't clean, they can't sew.
All rubbish. These modern girls, they are rubbish. Simply, therefore, there simply is perfect satisfaction. Stopless, bottomless,